This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vladimir Putin called on Russians to battle in a defiant Victory Day speech on Monday, but was silent about plans for any escalation in Ukraine, despite Western warnings he might use his Red Square address to order a national mobilization. In Ukraine, there was no let-up in fighting, with Kiev describing its stepped-up Russian offensive in the east and a renewed push to defeat the last Ukrainian troops holding out in a steelworks in ruined Mariupol. Monday's annual parade in Moscow, with the usual ballistic missiles and tanks rumbling across the cobblestones, was easily the most closely watched since the 1945 defeat of the Nazis that it celebrates. Western capitals had openly speculated for weeks that Putin was driving his forces to achieve enough progress by the symbolic date to declare victory, but he did not, rather repeated his assertions that Russian forces in Ukraine were again fighting Nazis. Ukraine's armed forces have released footage said to show a Russian T-90 battle tank that was allegedly destroyed by Ukrainian forces, while Russian forces appear to have shelled a school in the east, causing multiple casualties. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The T-90 is a third-generation Russian battle tank, an advanced version of the T-series designed in the Soviet Union. The Victory Parade in Moscow includes the T-90 and some of the weaponry now used on the battlefield against Ukraine. Meanwhile, satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press confirm that a school in eastern Ukraine, where some 60 people are feared killed in a Russian strike, has been destroyed. The photos taken by Planet Labs PBC show the school standing on Saturday, while an image taken on Sunday shows the building flattened. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. In the U.S., opening statements begin in the trial of the man accused of driving his car through New York's Times Square, killing a woman and injuring 22 others, finally beginning after 5 years of delay. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Richard Rojas, a 31-year-old Navy veteran, told police after his arrest he'd been smoking marijuana laced with the hallucinogenic drug PCP before plowing through helpless tourists in 2017 in Times Square. Prosecutors say Rojas drove his car from the Bronx, where he lived with his mother, through Times Square, then made a U-turn, steered his car onto a sidewalk, and roared back up the sidewalk for three blocks before he crashed his car into protective barriers. According to prosecutors, Rojas said he wanted to kill them all. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. Julie Walker, New York.
The son and namesake of ousted Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos took a commanding lead in an unofficial vote count in Monday's presidential election in the deeply divided Asian democracy. With more than 70% of votes tabulated, Marcos Jr. had more than 23.5 million, far ahead of his closest challenger, current Vice President Lina Roberto, a champion of human rights, who had 11.1 million. In a late-night video statement, Marcos Jr. did not claim victory, but thanked his supporters and urged them to keep up their guard until the vote count is completed. The election winner will take office on June 30th for a single 6-year term as the leader of a Southeast Asian nation hit hard by 2 years of COVID-19 outbreaks and lockdowns. Still more challenging problems include deeper poverty and unemployment, and decades-long Muslim and communist insurgencies. The next president is also likely to hear demands to prosecute outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte for thousands of killings during his anti-drug crackdown, deaths already under investigation by the International Criminal Court. Recapping our top story, Vladimir Putin called on Russians to battle in a defiant Victory Day speech on Monday, but was silent about plans for any escalation in Ukraine, despite Western warnings he might use his Red Square address to order a national mobilization. In Ukraine, there was no let-up in fighting, with Kiev describing a stepped-up Russian offensive in the east and a renewed push to defeat the last Ukrainian troops holding out in a steelworks in ruined Mariupol. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.